Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
James and John came to see Jesus. I want my sons, James and John, to sit on your right hand and on your left. But Jesus said, are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink? That I am baptized with. He said, you don't know what you ask. Woman, you don't know what you ask. To take your cross and follow Jesus to the end. Woman of Zebedee, you know that I love your sons, your boys James and John. But the hour will come when they must take the cross, pay the price, follow me. Want your sons to bear more fruit, then they must lose their lives for my sake, for my sake. Woman, you don't know what you ask. Woman, you don't. Take your cross, follow Jesus to the end. Oh, you don't know what you ask. Woman, you don't know what you ask. To take your cross, to follow Jesus. To be baptized, to drink that cup. You don't know what it means to follow Jesus, to be baptized, to drink that cup. You don't know. Cross, follow Jesus to the end.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the gift we have today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are grateful. Lead us by your mighty spirit, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Right, this is a simple Bible lesson. And I need you to just take the points from the message. So I can give you the points in advance. Number one, the command. Number two, the substitute. Number three, the mistake. Are you getting the points? So you know the points in advance, so we don't need to. Number four, the prophecy. Point number five, the target. Point number six, the place. Point number seven, the flood. Point number eight, the man. Point number nine, the F. And point number 10, the remnant. So 10 points. I hope you understand the message. You don't understand this simple message. Point number one is what? The command. Point number two, the substitute. Point number three, the mistake. Point number four, the prophecy. Point number five, the target. Point number six, the place. Point number seven, the flood. Point number eight, the man. Point number nine, the earth. And point number 10, the remnants. And the title of my message is The Mystery Woman. Glory to God. So, as you can see, these are very simple points. And the points do not have the long, they are not long like the seven great principles. These are very short points. So you can easily remember them. Point number one, the command. Matthew 22:36-38. Which is the greatest commandment in the law, Master? Which is the greatest commandment in the law? 37. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Verse 38, this is the first and the great commandment. All right? Second, verse 39. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can see from this first point that the command, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, has been ranked. Everybody say ranked. That means that it has been set in an order. You get it? Unlike most other commandments, which you wonder what is the rank or which one is more important. Do you get it? This one has been ranked for us. It's been ranked as the greatest. I hope you get it. It's been ranked as the greatest. That means that and any time something has to be ranked, it means that there are other ones that are going to come up. And as these other things come up, they challenge the first one. So then the need for the presence of ranking. To say this is first, this is second, this is third, this is fourth. So if there are two, which one is first? I hope you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So you only have ranked instructions when there will be conflicting or alternative options. So if I'm giving you some instructions on the site and I say, build a wall, plaster the blocks, cast this concrete, start doing the roof, and dig the foundation. Which one is first? Because I gave you five things. You get what I'm saying? So it's only because there are several other, but we can dig the wall, we can build the wall, we can lay the foundation, we can cast this concrete, we can start doing the blocks, we can plaster, we can. So in case we are ever faced with a question as to which one, and especially when they all look important. Are you there or you are leaving? Do you understand the first point, the command? Number two, the substitute. The substitute for the substitute. Are you still here? My topic is a mystery woman. The substitute for. I'll continue the point. But the point is the substitute. But the substitute for what? The substitute for this commandment. The substitute for this commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, all thy might, all thy strength. Can anything ever substitute it? Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. This is the substitute for the great command. Husbands, love your wives. This is the substitute. In America today, this has substituted, thou shalt love the Lord your God. And not only in America, all over the world. Is seen as synonymous. But it cannot be the substitute, because Jesus didn't only give us the commandment, but he ranked it, which set it above others. If he had just said it, love the Lord is a good thing. It's a very good thing. But he said it's the first. And it's the greatest. That means that the whole host of other ones which are going to come up to try to challenge it. In case of that, we now know which one is the first. So, the great substitute of this great commandment is this: husband, love your wife. What I'm preaching, I don't really care whether you like this type of messages. It doesn't mean much to me. Because maybe like I'm not like preaching what you may be expecting, a family sermon. So, the first point is the command. It stands on its own. It's ranked. It's been given its position. It's only when there are many that the order matters. Like if you have a number of wives, then the first wife becomes... But if it's only one wife, it's just the wife. It's not the greatest and the first. The first and the greatest wife. Yes. You get it? Yeah. Then the substitute that has commonly become, has slid in. Where people feel that when you love your wife and you love marriage and you are a dedicated, devoted marriage man, you are really loving God. Oh, yes. Or is it not true? It's like it's synonymous with a man who really loves God and serves God, a really godly man. Yes, the ideal man of God. Recently, Danny Paul Conference had the ideal lay pastor. And this is like the ideal man of God. He's an ideal family man. That's why I've decided to... I forgot your name. Morrison, yes. I've decided to lift it out and show you that it has become a substitute. Loving God has been replaced by loving marriage. And it's been brought in as a scripture. But the Bible says, husband, love your wife and your marriage. You get it? So, number one is the command. Number two is the substitute. Number three is the mistake. First Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32. Now, Paul is not God. I just want to make the point. He's a very, very bad man who was saved. Okay? A very what? Very bad man who was saved by Jesus. A killer. Yes. And used up a lot of the blood of Jesus. So most of his writings help us to understand the words of Jesus if you really want to analyze it truly. They help us to understand what Jesus was saying. Because it's Jesus who is the Son of God. And it's Jesus' words that are in red and are unique in a special way. So let's look and see. Paul is giving some light to this great command which was told us by Jesus Christ. What's the big one? Tell us what's the big one. The big one. Love God. It's number one. The substitute, love, marriage, be an ideal family man. It's not the same as loving God. It's a substitute. And it is a mistake. We are now on point number three, the mistake. Now, I'll need you, for the purpose of this mistake, to put two verses on the screen, not one. I need you to put 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32 and verse 33. And I need you to get your pencil. And we are going to underline two phrases. And you will see that if you read English and you did, your friend is saying, what is the meaning of this English word. If you did English, you will see two phrases which are different. First of all, in verse 32, how can you make it so that we have the two? Oh, man, can you make it smaller? Okay, verse 32, I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried for cares for things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. I need you to underline three words. Please the Lord. Please the Lord. Please the Lord. Wow. Then in verse 33, I need you to also read down to the end and underline the last one. Please his wife. Danny boy, can you kindly move this piano from there? Bring this thing down. You are blocking us. I need you have these two verses. Yes. The mistake. Please the Lord in English is different from please his wife. And then you will notice the sad part is not what I've even said. But there is a certain statement he made in verse 33. A certain word which unfortunately puts the second verse in another light. You see, I wish that word had not been there. You see, because that word that is there, is the word but. You see? But, which means that on the contrary, like somebody who is doing this thing. Yes, this alternative and opposite one. You see? Is actually trying to please his wife. This is very different from trying to please the Lord. Almost contrary. Yes. Wa woozy. Woozy wa wa.
Yes. But he that is married careth for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. So it means that pleasing the Lord and pleasing the wife are completely different things. Now, unfortunately, the word please has a meaning.
It's a wabuzi wabu.
And it means to accommodate the opinions.
You see, it's not, I didn't write all these things. I'm just reading them to all of us. I don't know whether you are getting my difficulty. Somebody is gasping down there.
To accommodate oneself is the meaning in the Greek. To the opinions, the desires, and the interests of whoever you are trying to please. To accommodate oneself. This word please. So to please the Lord is to accommodate yourself to the opinions, desires, and interests of the Lord. That's what it means to please the Lord. Then the other one is saying to please his wife. Same word. To accommodate oneself to the opinions of his wife. The desires of his wife and the interests of his wife. What are the interests of a wife? Family, children, life, be with me, attention, myself. They are different things. It is the mistake to substitute loving God with loving family, marriage, wife, etc. It's a mistake. They are not the same thing. And amazing that Paul has put them in two amazing verses right before us. And used the same English phrase, please the Lord, please his wife. I didn't write the Bible. And can you please check my name, whether my name is anywhere in your Bible? Can you just check and see? Have you seen this anywhere? My Ivy, if you check my name, it's not appearing anywhere. Yes? So, pleasing God is something very different from pleasing wife. Yeah.
On the other hand, this other thing that you are doing, it pleases this other side. This other thing that you are doing pleases this one.
That is why it's important for Christian, when you are going to marry, to have your spouse. Hey, I didn't see you people over there. Are you okay? Like, you've been kind of quiet, this topic. I don't know whether, is there something wrong? I mean, have I said something wrong? Like, there's no amen. There's nothing like, you don't even look joyful. It's like you are wearing black as if you are mourning. Are you sad about something? You're not sad about anything. You like the message. The command, the substitute, the mistake.
I have 7 of them to go. Yeah. Yeah. So, and just as a side, I'll just drop a side verse. Just, it's not part of the message. Shall I drop a verse that's not really part of the message? Are you sure you want me to drop it? It's not really part of this message, but it's like on the side. I should drop it. Okay, I'll drop it because you say so. Now, unlike Jesus, who didn't say why he didn't marry. Unlike Jesus, who didn't say why he didn't marry. Paul has gone a step further. And I'm going to use the same English words that he used. 37, 38. We will need them together again. 37, 38. 7, 37, 38. Now, I need you to underline the 2 words. The first time you underline 3 English words. This time you are going to underline only 2. Okay? Only 2. And these 2 will help you. One is doeth well. And the other one is doeth better. Doeth well and doeth better. So here he is pointing out that anybody who doesn't marry, and he realized that anybody who needs to marry, you see, No, so it's not that doeth well I want, it's the second doeth well. Second one. No, that's not the doeth well. Remove it quickly. There's another doeth well. You've underlined the wrong doeth well. It's right there. It's right on the next sentence. Yes, doeth well. Okay. 2 words. Now, the word hair is actually not in the Bible because it's in italics. Is it not in italics in your Bible? Yeah, so it means it's not there. The translator added it. So actually this should read, so then he that giveth in marriage or goes into marriage doeth well. But he that giveth not or doesn't go into marriage doeth better.
Hey, what message is this?
Wawuzi wawu. But you know, I didn't write any of these verses, please. NLT? Okay, change it to NLT. I hear there's something in it. NLT. 37, 38. If he has decided firmly not to marry, there is no urgency. And he can control his passion. He dwells not well not to marry. So the person who marries his fiancée does well. And the person who doesn't marry does even better. And do it better. So, mysteriously, When we all quote during our marriages, our weddings, it's got a help meet for him. Or behind every great man, there is a great woman. You see that he's saying here that the woman has downgraded him from doing better to doing well. Person who doesn't marry does better, even better. So, from today, when you see somebody who is very devoted to marriage and the family, don't think to yourself, this is a man who really loves God. It's not the same thing. Yes. It's not the same thing. I just don't make that sub mistake. This is the point I'm trying to make. It's not the same. It actually lowers you. Please, I didn't write it. It seems like it's I beg you, please. One day I told a brother, I said, I see you as somebody who loves your wife, but I don't see you as somebody who loves God. I said, you are really a good family man and very devoted and, you know. One day a brother's wife died. And when it was time come to the coffin. He came to the coffin. As soon as he saw his wife, he collapsed. He just collapsed. Yeah. He went unconscious. They had to throw water on him and revive him with doctors. Yes. Yes. At his wife's funeral. That's love. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's love. But it's not the same as loving God. It's doing well. It's a great thing. I wish you would all collapse on such a day. Your wife will be happy to see that you've collapsed. It's like, Charlie, I'm so precious. As he's collapsed. If you are sitting by your wife, ask her, wouldn't you like to see me collapsing at your... Ask her whether she would like. Like, you've collapsed. I went unconscious. And in all the funerals I've officiated, I've never seen anybody collapsing. But he collapsed. When he saw, he went unconscious. Unconscious. Yes, it's love. But it is not the same. And maybe this person was not even a shepherd. I have to even find out. I don't think he was even a shepherd. Yes. Not even a shepherd. Yes. They are not the same. The substitute. Point number one is what? The command. Point number two is what? Substitute. Point number three? The mistake. Point number four? The prophecy. Genesis chapter 3. So at this point, our message is turning in another direction. The mystery woman. And many of these parts will be mysterious. And the Lord God said to the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. And upon thy belly shalt thou go. And thou shalt eat all the days of thy life, you shall eat dust. I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. And it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Now, the prophecy is that a woman
will be very instrumental in defeating the devil. That's what it means. A woman, you see, will be very instrumental. Now, just as a side thing, if there are two ships, or let's say two cars, which are going on the motorway, your brand new Toyota Corolla and my brand new Hyundai Elantra. Okay? Brand new. New brand new. And I connect a chain from your car to my car on the Tema motorway. And we're driving. We are going to Tema. And I signal to you, we are going at the speed of 100. Brand new, new, brand new. What do you think? Can we get there in time? We'll just go side by side. Do you think we'll get there? How many think we'll get there? Oh, you don't think we'll get your new, brand new Toyota Corolla, my new, brand new Hyundai. Going at, we have agreed on 100. We are linked by a chain. Side by side. How many think we can get there? Do you think it will be a good partnership? Okay. I don't know why you are afraid to answer, because there's no trick in this question. I don't understand what your problem is. No, you're not pulling it. We are side by side. I'm here, you are here. We are going to Tema. Neck to neck, same road. Brand new. Every car is new, brand new. Eh? Same start at the same point, and we are going to Tema. How many agree we can go? Will we be okay? Good. Now, supposing I take one car, accident car. Okay? Toyota Corolla, accident car. And Hyundai, also accident. Both of them have had somersaulting and engine problems, plus accident, bone dead, everything. And we link, and we say, we are going to Tema. At whatever speed we can go. How do you think the journey is going to be? This one is leaking oil. This one, the gears are not changing. This one, the brake pads are not working. The carburetor, overheating, bonded, the wheels are twisted a bit like this. Do you realize that within 7 weeks, 7 days, we may still not have reached the other side? True or not true? That is what has happened to our wonderful marriage scripture. Before it could be implemented, that woman has been made for a man, we fell into an accident. Adam and Eve fell into an accident and became bonded with the engine not working. You can see even your heart is not working well. You get what I'm saying? So two bonded accident cars have been linked. And that is why it's not as helpful as you think it would be. So don't think that this is just a side for me to explain that scripture to you. But before it could be implemented, God, that thinking, man will take a wife and shall be a help. Genesis 2. Then 3, they fell into the bonded. They became accident cars. The car went into water. The engine, when it stopped, it stopped. That's why we took a long time on our crusade. The engines were spoilt. When we go now, there's a piece. We have to weld. We welded that. We were there. So many places. Chamba. We stopped at Chamba in the night. Yes. Anyway, so this is just on the side. So don't say that I don't believe in that a man shall whatever and be a help. We believe it, but I'm explaining what has happened to it. All right? Adam and Eve, they were sacked from the original place where they were going to blow the marriage. They have been moving in town since then. Yes.
Yes. Now, prophetically, even though as I've given you these scriptures, marriage is in its place. A woman is a very special person. She's a mystery. She's a mysterious. You see, when I say woman, because the Bible has said it, she's a mysterious source of victory. And every woman here, you see, from this part, the brothers can, you can actually go home. You can leave now. You can leave the ladies. Or you want to listen to me? Okay. Yes. The women, you are a prophecy fulfilled as you are working here. Yes. You don't even know who you are. It has been prophesied that you are the one who will stamp the serpent on the head. Wow. You see, one day Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie and myself, we found a snake in the house. We were somewhere praying and we saw the snake. So we kept on trying to kill the snake, and the snake was moving on the terrazzo. So when you hit it, it has dodged. It was when we got the head. Bam! That was, yes. Yeah. So as for snake there, Charlie, you need, and snake, they don't need to see you. You see, a cobra, one day I saw somebody holding a cobra. The cobra's head was up like this. And he went, you see, they don't see. That's why snakes don't lift their head up to see who is around. And then they go back. They don't use eyesight. They sense your presence. Yes. They don't come out to see. It's the head. Yes, when the man was holding the cobra, he went behind the cobra and put his hand on top of the head of the cobra like this. The cobra couldn't see him. He was just standing in front of him. I was amazed. This snake, a woman, not a man, a woman is going to be used. So if you are here, and you are a woman, you are a prophecy happening practically. Yes. And I need you to see how important you are in crushing and defeating Satan. Beautiful. What's the next point? The target. Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet. 12 stars, a crown on her head. What's the next verse? And she, being in child, cried, travailing in birth, pained to be delivered. Wow. Then there appeared another wonder in heaven. Huh? A red dragon. Hey! A red dragon. Amazing. And he had 7 heads and 10 horns. Anything that has more than one head is not from God. Whether it's a church or a marriage, there's one head, one decision-making center. Once it's more than one, anything God has made has one head. This one has 7 heads. And if you look at it, 7 heads and 10 horns. So it's like some of the heads have horns, no horns. Some have crowns. It's very confusing. D
Disorder is the master key in the picture of dragons. Verse 4. And the tail through the stars of heaven. Many of the stars we see, they are actually spirits. And did cast them, and I can tell the astrologers and the scientists that in advance, it's in the Bible. And did cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to deliver, to devour her child as soon as it was born. My topic is the target. Verse 5. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into a wilderness where she had a place prepared from God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. And Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. You must always fight against orangus, not God. Junior pastors and associates must take on disloyal people and must take on independent spirits. You know, Derek Prince has a message called The Sin of Independence. The Sin of Independence. Yes, you can Google it and find it and listen to it. The Sin of Independence. Amazing. He says it's only human beings who try to be independent from God. Yeah. Verse 8. And they prevailed not, and their place was not found in heaven, anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, which deceived the whole world. And he was cast out into the earth. He missed Mars, missed Jupiter, missed Saturn, missed Venus, and landed straight onto the earth. And his angels were cast out with him. With a lot of fallen angels. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying, salvation has come. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. Verse 12. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Now notice verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the target, the woman. I'm on point number 4. Is it number 4? 5. The target. Point number 1 is what? The command. Point number 2, the substitute. Point number 3, the mistake. Point number 4, the prophecy. Point number 5, the target. The woman. So you see, women, you are a target of the devil. So you need to defend yourself seriously. And I'll show you how to defend yourself. Some of your defenses are points. Yes. You are a target. That's why women have been persecuted, oppressed, and been treated unfairly. Not because you are women, but because of the wickedness of human beings. Because anytime there are two groups, the stronger always oppresses the weaker. The educated oppress the uneducated. The rich oppress the poor. The white oppress the black. The masters oppress the slaves. The men oppress the women. It's history and it's the world that we are in. It's the wickedness of the stronger always oppressing the weaker. Whatever makes you stronger, you use it to oppress. Yes. The Romans oppressed the other nations that they enslaved. Made them slaves. Made them gladiators. Made them kill for fun. So, woman, somehow you are seen as the disaster point for Satan. He sees you as the disaster coming for him. So you are his target. So when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman. So that's why women have been given, just make meat pies in the church, please. Serve tea. That's all we need you for. Do nothing. Just sit there and say amen. Yes. That is why when you have missionaries, often a wife is attacked and then she becomes a certain way. Sometimes that's not even how she is. Sometimes she's a nice person and she's turned into a witch because she's being oppressed by demons. And the demons are making her behave in a certain way. Because she's a target. Satan came to speak to Eve, but he didn't bother to speak to Adam. Not even a word, not even hello, good afternoon, nothing. Just, I mean, straight to the woman and just, let's get to the job. I mean, I need to speak to you about something. So when you are, as a woman, not aware that somehow, mysteriously, that's a mystery woman, mysteriously, even though in actual fact, you actually slow down and lower the work of God and the ministry, according to the verses that I just read earlier, you are actually also mysteriously the reason why Satan will be defeated. Wow. Yeah. This is mysterious. That's why I call it the mystery woman. Yes, indeed mysterious. If you have prophetic eyes, you watch closely and you see that God uses and will use a female woman to fight Satan. Keep watching. Yes. It's what I've seen. I've been in this same church for 30 years. 30 years. I mean, as a pastor. The day that I announced I'm a pastor of this church, I was 25 years old. And I was called Pastor Dags. And I'm still a pastor of the church here. And I can say this thing is true. Yes. That's why the attack to kill women, to twist their minds, to change their personalities, to turn them into something that they are not even like that. If you read Rick Joyner's book, he met a lady and he said, I changed. He said, the purity you see in me, that is what my husband saw in me when he first wanted to marry me. That's how I was pure. I was so simple and pure. That's what he saw. That's why he was attracted to me. A mystery. But as you fight for your life, in life, the changes come. And you see that that purity and that simplicity, that humility is twisted because you are Satan's target to make you proud. Yes. Most pastors' wives that I know, most of them suffer from pride. I say, it's what I've seen. It's not what. Just relax.
Keep preaching.
Relax. Relax. Yeah. In the most gentle looking versions. For the lack of anything to quote, I'll just quote Macbeth. There's no art to find the mind's construction in the face. Yes. Yes. So, woman's. Charlie, God is going to use you. Like, you will not know how God will use you. He's going to use, because you even ask yourself that, like, a normal woman would be normally afraid of a snake and run. Ah! You see? And God has said that this one, rather, who is full of fear, she is the one who's going to step on the head and finish him off. I mean, it's a wawuzi. Yes. Yeah. And you see, I'm not saying that you are going to marry a woman and she's going to take you higher. But what we read is rather that it's going to bring you down. Yes. Yes, you can only do well, but you can do better. Yes. Yeah. And most of us have to opt for doing well and forget about doing better. Because, the feelings are too many to do better. We just have to do well in this life. That's all. If we can do well done, and we hear well done, not even better than, and we can just get well. Now, the first sin of this universe was not to listen to the devil. The first sin was committed by Satan. And it was pride. He said, I will ascend. He said, until iniquity was found in you. Satan is the first sinner. Until iniquity was found in you. Satan is the first person to make a mistake and to sin. And he was lifted up in pride. When you are proud, you can't listen. And it's the invisible enemy. Yes. Why would the Bible say, wife, submit? It's the one thing that it's not working. Submission. Flowing. Submission means flowing. Flow. It means bend. It means yield. It means giving. It means bow. Koto. Tau. Kowtow. Girls who are daddy's girls. And they are very used to what daddy says. They do better. They do better in marriage. They do better even in ministry. Because they are used to do this. Yeah. Even marriage. Time after time, I've seen girls throw away good things, marriages, and so on. Because of their minds. So, have this one. So, I don't know. No, I don't know. And then you can't even believe what you are hearing. Yes. So that's why I say that daddy's girls, when I say daddy's girls, that you can have in a family. A girl is there, she's quite independent. She does what she wants. She's sitting there, she's reading her book, she's whatever. And there are those who are like, oh, daddy, daddy, daddy. Yeah, daddy says this, daddy says this, daddy says this, daddy says this. That's what I mean. Those type easier to flow with. Easy. They know how to just kowtow. Those who don't flow with their fathers, not good sign. Not good sign at all. Yeah. So many times I've wanted to enter people's brains and just lead them with a hook. So just come along. But you can't lead them. Today's woman, sexism, misogyny, feminism. This morning we learned it in church. Injustice, patriarchy, empowerment, word salads with cream. Those are the words that I used. One day, a brother got divorced, and he said to me, you know, if I have not gone to this America, my wife will still be by my side. When she went to America, he heard all those words. Misogyny. Patriarchy. Empowerment. Chauvinism. Injustice.
Women's rights. Huh? Toxic masculinity. And what else? Huh? Fragile masculinity. Fragile. What's that one too?
Like men have to bring women down in order to be up. So it's like they're not confident in their masculinity. So they have to bring women down.
So they're fragile.
Yeah, basically.
They're fragile in their masculinity. It's like they are not really men. So that's why they have to bring women down to their level so that they can. Fragile masculinity. And what else? Tell me, because these American people, sexism. Yes. What's that?
Prejudice against women.
Prejudice against women. So like if you are talking with your husband and you say whatever, they just say, you can't be, you're prejudiced against women. You're sexist. And he said, if I'd never gone to America, my wife would be with me today. Because I went there. Because we don't have these words, we don't even know what they mean in Ghana. Well, we don't even have words to describe, we don't even have the spelling. It's not part of our salad, our word salad. Misogyny. Not massaging, misogyny. Who is the one who said misogyny? Spell it. Misogyny. Like Guyney. Misogyny. Now, what's the next point? Point number one, the command. Number two, substitute. Number three, the mistake. Number four, the prophecy. Number five, the target. Number six, the place. Hey, what's the place? This is the place God has for you as a woman. It's the only place which when you find, you start to fulfill your prophecy. Yes. And in Revelation chapter 12, if you read verse 13, Revelation chapter 12 verse 13, when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman, isn't it? The woman which brought forth the man child. Now, what did she do? What did the woman do? Because this woman was successful, eh? Verse 14. And unto the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she may fly into the wilderness, into her place. Into her place. There is a place when you get into as a woman, you start to bear fruit and you start to be victorious over the enemy. And until you enter that place, you will be zero as far as ministry is concerned. Yes. And that is why church, work, positioning, placement, where you are, very critical to bearing fruit. And even more critical for a woman. Yes. Do you think you would even know Ida's name if she was not with me? You wouldn't even know her name. You wouldn't even know her name. Yes. Oh, yes. You will never know. Till you arrive at the God given, he says, she was given wings to fly into a wilderness. And wilderness is like a lonely place. Not so many people you find there. And then into her place. You see, prophetically, there is a place where you will land and where she is nourished. That's what you need as a lady. And this is not marriage. This is not marriage. Most of the pastors' wives are arguing with their husbands. They are not being nourished.
when she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. So the serpent is after you, big time. You're a target. So you see, that's one of the things is when you can't find your place. So try, and it affects brothers as well. If you don't find your place, you will not be nourished away from the face of the serpent. Serpent has a face. And if you see the serpent's face, and unless you are nourished away from the face of the serpent, he will poison you. And you see, so many ladies are poisoned. You know, people don't really talk. You see, marriage, don't be impressed with speeches and photographs. Because if I was giving a speech about Satan, you will not know he's Satan until I tell you he's Satan. I'll say, you know, this some I want to really appreciate the intelligence, the persistence of this person, the ingenuity, the diligence, and I mean the pursuit. Has been in pursuit, his innovations. Yes, running a large organization, working relentlessly. You will not know that I'm talking about the devil. You will not know I'm describing the devil. So when people give speeches and you are experienced, you look, it's just like when people are giving speeches and you are experienced, you know that this one, somebody wrote it for him. Recently, I was reading a text and I said, this text, the person who typed it, did not type it. I can show it to you after church. He doesn't use that English. I know what he didn't type that text himself. We were born maybe on Friday, but not just last Friday. Yeah. It's a wawuzi. So, many times, what you may think people are doing, it's not what they are doing. So, her place, I'm talking about a prophetic place. Until you find that place, not likely to be much, amounts to much. Yeah. And you see, a woman is just like a man. But I'm talking about women. This is a mystery woman. If you want a mystery man, come another day. This is a mystery woman. Come another day. Yes. The target. Yes. The target. You are the target. I look around, I see many. They never found their place and they live and they die without finding their place. You think your role in this world is just come, give birth, and no. You will come, give birth, but there's somebody, there are some, God will use them. God will use them. God will use them. When you find your place, God will use you greatly. Greatly. Yeah. You can ask many people. Many of the people that are married, and they will tell you if they are really helping their husbands. Many of them are just living together. Doesn't mean they are helping. They stopped cooking long ago. I said they stopped cooking long time. They stopped being soft long time. It's like two iron rods are in the house. With no steel bender in the house to bend the steel. They stopped being gentle long time ago. They stopped kissing. They don't kiss anymore. Long time. Not touching. What is he talking about touching? Be serious when we are very tired and we are busy. We have things to do. That's why people can marry and go and live in America and this one is living here for years. So I'm staying here and he comes at Christmas. Or he comes at Easter. Yeah. Because, I mean, the marriage has lost long time the concept of helping anybody. I visited one time a high-level government official. So my husband lives in America and I live here. With the picture of the husband also. I mean, well, I don't know what he does. He come at Christmas time, we meet. Wow. Yes, totally. Wawuzi wawu. Wow. You are finding your special place. Yes. I pray that you find your place. Eh? I don't know. I just look, I say, Lord, how many will find their place? Number 7. The flood. Verse 15. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. Woman, there is a flood. You see, when I talk about delete, there is something that wants to remove you. You know, if you go anywhere and there are a lot of ladies there, people frown on it and say, something bad is here. It's true. If you go somewhere and there are ladies, and they look and they frown. They may not show you the frown, but they are frowning. It's like, there's something wrong here. Who are these? These are agents of evil. Yes. And of course, women have been used to do evil. There's no doubt about it. Every time you see a coffin going down the road, remember Eve. There was no death before she came. There is a flood to remove you, you. And you'll be surprised that women themselves want to remove women. It's like, you, out, you, I don't, your smile, too nice, you, go, you, go, you, go, you, go, you, go, you, go, you, go. Yeah. And because women know women better, they look at themselves and they say, you know something, I'm not impressed with your chains. I need you out of here. So a flood can't move out. Did you remember that little video? President Rollins was giving a speech and a lady was holding the mic. And then a man came to replace it. And after some time, he said, I prefer the woman to come back. Small post that she was holding the microphone, a flood has come to move her from there. Something small to hold the microphone. Somebody, a flood has come to take her out. May you find your place in the ministry. And whatever flood is coming, whether it's the opinions of men, whatever kind of flood is coming to move you out of place, even marital floods. There are some women that have been taken out of their place by a marital flood. Oh yeah, there are women that are struggling. I will not allow you to go. I'm not. No, you can't go. I'm the head of this house. Be careful, head of house. Head of house, be careful. Because God may not be so happy with you, head of house, if he's got his woman. I pray you are not married to a serpent bruising woman. That you are preventing her. God has prophetically chosen her to go and stamp. And you say, you're not going nowhere to do no NATO. Stay home. And I'm whatever. You are my prisoner. Wow. And she's holding the heel to bruise out the serpent in this ministry. Careful now, Mr. Man. Mr. Big Man. You know, you have to study your wife carefully. And see her destiny. You have to look at her carefully and try to understand what you married, what you got. Because you may have gotten a woman of destiny, a woman of great prophetic significance, whose importance you can never quench. Yes. You have to look carefully and see what you married and who you have. You have to be careful. Because I tell you, even in my little experience, I can see that what I'm preaching is true. God will use them. And he has used, even in this ministry, he has used them mightily. Many things you will never see if it has not been for women. You will not even see one of my books. Not even one. An army of women have worked on my books, make the books available. One day, my secretary was not there, and I was typing something. I was going for a meeting, and I was typing something about John Wesley. After about 1 hour, I was still on the fifth line. And I thought of how many pages would have been done if she was there. Yes, I realized that. It's like you have nothing. Yes. Yes. Oh, no, you know, I don't think that whatever, you know, I say, I decree, she's not going anywhere from tomorrow, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Mrs. Mann, be careful. Yes, she's been giving wings before you realize. You'd be shocked. Okay. Are you still around or you are leaving? The mystery woman. It's mysterious because in one hand it seems to be negative, but on the other hand it seems to be everything. Number 8, the man child. Verse 15, say verse 5. And she brought forth a man child. Wow. She brought forth a man child. Who was to rule all nations. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So as for woman, when you see her, she's always going to bring forth something. So your mysterious fruits, what are you going to bring forth? And let's ask ourselves, what are you going to bring forth? Maybe you are an Esther who is supposed to speak to the king. Yes. Speak to the king. Don't be quiet. That's all. Esther saved, that's why her name is in the Bible. She saved the whole nation. Wow. Shula the spy, a modern day Israeli lady. She's considered as the modern day Esther. She saved Israel many times. She was beaten. Her teeth were removed. All her teeth were removed. Her nails, her body, she was, brutally tortured for months and years in Egyptian prisons. So she was one day exchanged. She said when they released her, she said, Israel has remembered me. Yes, Israel has remembered. She was interviewed in the King David Hotel. Yeah, King David Hotel in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem. Yeah, she said, Israel remembered me, what I did for them. Yeah. Esther saved the nation. You may be the one prophetically, you see, and you see, just like Esther, this was the prophetic moment. Save the whole of Israel from being wiped out, a woman. Yes? As for me, long time ago, I stopped believing in just make meat pies. Make meat pie and be in the church. There's more. That prophetically, you can do.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. When I stand on stage at Crusades, many times, the mantle is on Vivaldi. And she carries the crusade to the heights in the spirit. Yes. Time and time again. Time and time again. Not a man, a woman. Yes. One day, Benny Hinn was in a plane. Billy Graham, too, was in a plane. Got crashed. Billy Graham was in a plane crash. And Benny Hinn was also in a plane crash. A woman woke up in the night. Pray for Benny Hinn. His life is in danger at that very moment. The pilot said, we are run out of fuel. We are landing in wherever we land. Yes. They landed. The wings came up, whatever. The pilot crashed. The pilot's eyes came out. So many things. And then he came out of the plane and walked in the field alone. Yes. He came out of the plane. Eesh. A woman took her place and saved the day. It's mysterious. And it's real.
Many times, I just have to let Ida sing, and the preaching is going on. It's interpreting the message to you. True, that's the truth. Woman. Reality. So, that's why you are under attack. And if you don't go to your place, and your place is a place of nothing, nothingness, that's when you prosper. That's when you are out of the serpent's view. And that's when you are very leadable. Okay. And when you say, wow, you can't tell me what to do. Sorry, you are not one of the prophetic mystery women. You can't just, sorry. I have emotions, you know. Your wounds may not be seen, but in my heart, my emotions, you can see the wounds. Please, excuse us. A man child. You have some great fruit. Maybe you are going to bring up some young men. Yeah. Do you know Istud Anabas, the one who led him to Christ, said a lady. She goes to church at Action. That's Reverend Istud's convert. Wawuzi wawu. What a man child. Did you hear what I said? I said, what a man child. Yes. Every time I see her, I just marvel. The earth. Point number 9. And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood, which the dragon cast out with his mouth. The location. The location. First, it was the place. Often, the location. So the location can be which church, which ministry. That's a ministry because if you're a woman, you know, I remember when Juanita died, and pastors were sitting once and saying that, you know, in our church, a woman will not do all the things that she was doing. The books she was writing, she was helping to write them. Sunday she would tell me she wants to go and work on the books. She doesn't, she feels that she can help me better by working on the books. I remember the day she told me that, I want to work on the books. I feel that I can really help you. You see, when you have a prophetic whatever like that, you have a mind to help. You know that it's a man child. You are bringing forth somebody, something. You are helping a human. A human. You are not the man child. You are bringing forth the man child. But where is that? We are all writing books. I write, you write. You launch, I launch. You preach, I preach. That's different. I'm not talking about that. You travel, I travel. You launch, I launch. One day I went to a church. The pastor's wife was at lunch a book. So when I entered the bookshop, it was the pastor's wife books that were arranged as the main books. Later the wife turned into a dragon and divorced the husband. Later I was talking to the husband and I asked the husband because the wife wanted to come back. And he said, I wouldn't like. He said, the challenging is too much. Challenges me too much. Yes. 7 heads. 2 heads. How many ladies like arguments? There was silence in heaven. Never understand, never see, never agree. The earth. So position and position. Position and position. If you marry certain people, forget about ministry. Sometimes I see ladies say, oh, after me, I want to be a missionary to China. I want to serve the Lord. I want to do it. And they say, look, who you marry
will determine that. Because once your husband says no, that's the end of all these things you are saying. So the F helped the woman. The F helped the woman. The F helped the woman from the flat. The F, where she was. And she went into a place where she was nourished. So she's nourished in a particular position. She's nourished and turned into something good. But the earth helped her. The position where she went to locate herself on earth. Yes. That's why Catherine Kuhlman, Amy Semper, my first, they are all in that museum there. You see, they are all divorced. 3 times. Amy divorced 3 times. Because each time he married somebody, he wanted to stop her ministry. Yes. The earth helped the woman. Okay. Finally. The remnant. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, the remnant, the dragon was angry with the woman, and even though he couldn't get the prime target, there were still more fruits coming from this woman. So he went to make war with the remnant of her seed, the remainder. So sometimes when you are a mysterious prophetic woman, there's more than one fruit coming out of you. Yes. There are more things that you are going to do for the Lord. Yes. And there was more after the man child, there was the remnant of the seed. So you must make sure that you find yourself in the right place where you are nourished. In the right marriage, if you marry, where you will be sheltered from the flood. Yes. And where you can bring forth your primary fruit and your remnant fruits. Your primary fruit and your remnant fruits. And you see, that is why God said she will be a help. Yes. You know, I was amazed. One pastor was saying that he was teaching and he said, the woman is a help. And they said, it's one of the words, sexism or whatever, you can't put us down to say that we are only to help. We are not to do, actual things, but to lead, yes, but we are to help. It's like demeaning to a woman. So he had to explain that the Holy Spirit is also a help. So is it meaning that the Holy Spirit is at a lower place? So God is going to bless you, ladies. God is going to use you mysteriously. Now, there's something sad I have to say. You see, some of us, you know, if you can bring that scripture up where it talks about the use of the woman, the use of the woman, the natural use, Romans, yes, the use of the woman, yes. The natural use. Into that which is. So the natural use. 27. The natural use of the woman. Some brothers have already misused woman. So woman cannot easily prophetically help you. Because you are already contaminated. So a woman cannot easily help you. Because any woman that comes near you strikes you as something to use or misuse. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Yes. What's happening in that corner? They are not understanding it. You want me to say it in how should I say it? I said, you are already, let's say, you are used to using, what leaves do they use to make contomerate? Is it cocoyam? Cocoyam leaves? Yes. Contomerate is cocoyam leaves, yes. Or, what about wache? They used to sell wache in, is it a banana leaf or? Yeah. Now, let's say you are used to eating cocoyam leaves. When you see cocoyam leaves, you see contumery. On a baninjo. But a white man, I don't think he'll see it as. He sees spinach. Yes. And spinach is different from cocoyam leaf. So he sees the cocoyam leaf and he sees it as, I mean, something that is. But you've eaten it. So next time a cocoyam leaf is coming near you, your only mind is, I have to eat it. You still don't understand the message. So it's a natural use that you have learned. This is all you know of the cocoyam leaf. So when the cocoyam leaf comes with a prophetic agenda, you see it as something I have to eat. You still don't understand the message, you see. It's okay. It's okay. I think it's okay. Stand to your feet. Let's go. Point number one. The command. You remember the command? Point number two. What does a substitute? Yes. Love your wife has been substituted for loving God. Number three. The mistake. What is the mistake? Please the Lord is the same as please the wife. Three words. Doeth well, doeth better. Please the Lord. Please the wife. They are different. It's a mistake. You say it's the same thing. And I pray you never have to choose. By God's grace, I have not had to make such a decision. And I pray you never have to choose where you are choosing to please God or please your wife. Like the two are not together. As some people are having to choose these days. The prophecy. Remember the prophecy? Yeah, the woman. She's prophetic. Shake the nearest. In fact, don't shake. Look with wonder at the nearest female. Ish. Are you the one? Are you important? And if it's a cocoyam leaf, don't go too near.
That's not a natural use.
Number five, the target. Do you remember the target? When the devil fell to the earth, his target was what? The woman. Yes. That's why you see a gentle, nice person. She's changed. How many have seen a very beautiful, nice person? She's not as sweet as. True or not true? The target. So ladies, your personalities are under attack. Your personalities. Yes, your temperament is under attack. Your hearts are under attack. You are being pressed. So you are not nice as you should be, as you look. You are being pushed by demons. It's true. To make you argue, to quarrel, to talk back, to have words. I was surprised, Derek Prince said, he said that one of the greatest satanic movements in the earth is feminism. Derek Prince, I'm quoting him. I was shocked. And this was like 19 whatever. Yes. He says one of the highest satanic moves. And he gave the reasons. I was amazed. Yes. You are a target. Yes. The place. Remember? She went into her place where she was nourished. You have a place where you will be loved and liked and made into a wonderful, fruitful, beautiful, sweet, nice tree. Yes. Yes. Usually it is in relation to who you are called to help. Yes. The place. And then the flood. The flood. Remember the flood. The flood came from the mouth of Satan. Wipe them out. Hey, who is this one? What? Clear them. Delete. Ah! Move away. Delete this. And some of the flooders are women themselves. They are more flooding agents. Yes. Oh, yeah, because Charlie, they are also women. So they are not impressed. When I see you smile, I say, oh, please, it doesn't work on me. It doesn't work on me. Ninja to ninja, isn't it? Straighten up. Stop crying. Carry on. Clean your tears. Come on, stop crying then. Straighten your face. Ninja to ninja. Ka, sa, ta, do, sha, pa, sa. The man. You see, there is a man who is your fruit. You see, as I stand here, Betty, she nurtured me. Yeah, she brought me out. Yeah. It's true. She will always be special. Yes. She taught me all the basics. Only do what the Bible says, she said. Only do what the Bible says. I said, how do you know this? She said, if it's in the Bible, you do it. She asked me, what verse is that? Why are you going here? I said, I'm going here because I go here every Saturday. She said, no, Bible says. The Bible doesn't say you don't go here. Ha, beautiful. It's made me so strong in the Lord. Yeah, Bible says. May you be such a prophetic person. Yeah. Yes. And then the F. Your human position, especially in marriage. If you don't get a good man who will say, and I really appreciate men who allow their ladies to work for the Lord. There are people who say, no, I don't want, I remember one person, I don't want my wife to work in full-time ministry. No, never. I don't want her to be in full-time ministry. No, and that's it. For 20 years, you know, she should do this, she should do that, but I don't want her to work. That's all. So, no problem. One day I saw a brother and I said, for me, this brother, the main thing about him is that he allowed his wife to work. That's the main thing about him to me is that he had a certain heart and mind. Let her work for the Lord. If this will make her work for the Lord, let her work. The F helped the woman. Yes. Are you still around?
Yes.
And then the remnant. He was not satisfied with chasing the woman and then the main cause of her misery. Like there are some remnant seeds, other fruits that are going to come forth. Jesus' mother did not only bring forth Jesus. She brought forth James, the Bible. The James we read, James 1, James 2, James 3, James 4, James 5, is from Mary. Mary is the mother of James. Jesus' brother. James and John, the sons of Zebedee. Yes. And then there's this James, the brother of Jesus. One woman, two children, important children. I have some of them here, two children from one mother. around. I have bishops, two brothers who are bishops. The remnant of his seed. Your life is not over till it's over. Eh? There are things to be done. Your hands up. Father, thanks for your blessing. Thanks for calling us to serve you. We give you praise. Thank you for the mysterious, prophetic women that have been sent to bear fruits and to bring forth mysterious, prophetic fruits to quench works of darkness and to finish with the devil. Let every woman whose hand is lifted up be a special vessel of glory all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated. Offering basket. Now, as every head is bowed, every eye closed, if you are here, you are not born again, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for all those lifting their hands. You want to give your life to God, lift your hand up high. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, walk. Lift your hand up like this and walk to me. Lift your hand up high. I want to give my life to Jesus. God bless you. I want to be born again today. God bless you. Your hand must be up and you must come to me in the front here. Come. I want to give you this opportunity. Come to Jesus.
Give him your life today.
You see, we can go into so many things about how women are used by the devil and all that. But you see, today I'm showing you that it's mysterious. The one that I used to bring men down, same person is the one that is going to be used so much. Yes. Yes. Amazing. Is it not amazing? Yes. I love it. You know, you can't fight with God. Eve was the cause of all the trouble, and she is the one who's going to bring the solution to. Hey. Is it not mysterious? So ladies, you know, when ladies are pastors, gatherers, counselors, workers, it's so beautiful. If all you want to do in this world is to just marry and give birth, that's fine. But maybe you are one of the prophetic women. Yes. Maybe there's something more to your life than just being Mrs. So-and-so. Mrs. So-and-so. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm a Mrs. So-and-so. Mother of.
You know, the mother of James and John, she wasn't bad. Eh? She came to see Jesus. You know, I want my children to be left and the right. Charlie, I want them to be in the ministry and I want them to be on your left and your right. I mean, she was pushing for her boys. What do you think? Yeah. That's how a mother must be. Pushing your products. Solomon. Who brought you up?
After I gave my life to Christ in Commonwealth, when you preached, it was Obi Kadela who helped me grab spiritual.
Are you a doctor now?
Yes, please. I graduated last week.
He's a doctor now. But I remember, man-child. It's a man-child, practical. Yes. He's a doctor, he's a pastor. Are you not a pastor as well?
Yes, it's a pastor. I just became a doctor. I remember when I used to ask him biochem questions. He was doing MB2. MB2, I think he was. MB2, yeah. Krebs cycle. I'm sure it's on a camp somewhere. My Cadella bringing him up. Beautiful. He may not know who's going to become who. And he's a pastor. Man child. What do you think? Aren't you tired of just being seen as a source of sin? Because you are so beautiful and it's like you're a source of sin and evil. I don't think so. You are a mysterious source of victory over Satan. Your whole work is just becoming mother of. There's more in this world. Yeah, you find there's more in the world to do. When you find your mysterious purpose, you see how fulfilled you'll be. There's more than just doing your hair. Because this is the first life, brothers. They see through this hair thing. Brothers, have you not been seen through? Look at, just look twice at the hair. This is not a real thing. And then just have in your mind, imagine pushing your head like, your hand like this. And you see that the thing is going back, it's going back, it's going back. Ah! Just you put your hand here like this and then you do a push, going, 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 gone. And the granite will appear. The mosquito coil will appear. All right. Thank you. Father, thank you for those who are giving today to help to support. In Jesus' name.
Must enter with all their hearts into the spirit of the mission. Leave all the comforts of life behind. Encounter the hardships of the mission. An uncomfortable manner of living. And every other inconvenience. A bit of clothing, a few essentials. Ready to work as a farmer or a fisherman. This is how to be a missionary. Whoa. This is how to serve the Lord. Missionary, oh, 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 why are you not a missionary? You too can be a missionary, oh, oh, what a great opportunity to be a missionary. First business must be to learn the language of the natives, endeavor to cultivate a friendship with them, oh, as soon as possible. Let them know the errand for which you came. For their good alone, that you forsook your home. serve the Lord. Do you want to be a missionary? Oh, why are you not a missionary? You too can be a missionary. Oh, what a great opportunity to be a missionary. Highly of yourselves, don't despise the natives, go where God pleases. Bid farewell to relatives, bid farewell to all you know, bid farewell to all your friends, standing on readiness.
I didn't. away from the call of the mission. Before I knew it, I was down and out. I was too soft for full-time ministry. I didn't want to go all I've been done.
You didn't wanna go that far. Ooh. to Moses saying, this is what pertains to the ministry. From 25 years old and above, they shall serve in the tabernacle of the Lord. But at the age of 50, they shall step back from the priesthood. They will assist their brothers in the service of the Lord. Younger people will take up the ministry. This is your time to work. 25 to 50. This is your season. 25 to 50. It is the best time of your life to work for the Lord. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. 25 to 50. 25 to 50.
This
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.